Palestinian mourners in the village of Beita, south of occupied Nablus, held a public funeral for 17-year-old Imam Dwikat, who was shot dead by Israeli forces on Monday. The Israeli army claims Dwikat and another Palestinian boy were throwing stones at Israeli vehicles near the Za'atara checkpoint. However, his family says Dwikat was simply killed without any reason while heading home from school.
He had an exam at school and as usual left there with his friends. But he didn't return home. His friend said he went to a nearby park on his way. Then we were informed of his death in the afternoon. Actually, he was murdered.
We thank God for everything. His destiny was to be killed and he's a martyr. But God will take revenge. The Israelis will pay a high price for killing our children in cold blood.
Dwikat's body was carried by the mourners through Beita village. Representatives from several political factions also attended the procession. Angry demonstrators called for the avenge of Dwikat's assassination all the way to the cemetery where they laid his body to rest.
Israelis don't need any accusation to kill the Palestinians or carry out their different forms of aggression against the people and their land. The killings are carried out on purpose and obey orders from senior officials in Tel Aviv.
Dwikat is the 50th Palestinian killed by Israeli army in the West Bank in 2014. This brings the total number of Palestinians killed by the Israeli military in 2014 to 2,335. Imam Dwikat was not the only Palestinian teenager killed by Israel, and Palestinians say he won't be the last one to be murdered in cold blood. Angry mourners here question why the Palestinians should have to endure this violence at the hands of the Israeli army, while perpetrators are not being punished. Mona Kandil for Press TV, from the village of Beita, south of Nablus.